KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend and also a parent, Mara Caraballo.
Yes, an empty nester. Not that that doesn't count.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
yeah.
Does it ever...
Well, I'm 2 months in. It doesn't, this is preempting our topic, but I'm going to give a shout out to, like, guys, I think you're headed this way. I remember people saying, oh, your kids are grown up. And I'm thinking, one, I love every stage. I feel just as engaged with my kids now as they hit young adulthood. But I mean, I remember my life experiences. I needed that parent. Even now, I mean, yeah. You know, I'm going to still count it now at my age, but.
No, I love that. My child is 16, junior in high school, doing all the things and getting ready for college. And she said something along the lines of, I'd like to go to college in Europe. And I said something along the lines of, do they have early college? Could you go tomorrow? I mean,
yes,
like a little bit.
Exactly.
Right? Sometimes the moments are tense, but.
You're like, the system's different.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure you could start now.
Yeah, they must take 16-year-olds. Anyway, but yesterday what I learned from my friends is we are supposed to plan a senior trip. Now, Mara, did you do senior trips?
I did.
Okay, where'd you go?
So one of the children, the older two, no. The younger two, one just, he chose New York. He chose something.
The city?
Yeah, he did. The other one, you know, this is a really timely discussion. So she graduated last year. So post-COVID, but just a scotch post-COVID. So we went to she went on a sailing trip with some friends.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. And it was a shout out to the University of Utah professor who, I don't know if he listens, but he did this bucket list of his and they took him sailing on the Caribbean. So she forsook her parents. Is that the right word?
It is.
She turned us
but
aside.
I'm going to say I might have too, Mara. If
yeah,
I could go sailing
I would have
in the
in
Caribbean.
A heartbeat. So the family trip that we planned, we're going on in May. So,
and where are you guys going?
We're going to Portugal and Morocco.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay. So I said, oh my goodness, I guess you have to do this. I felt, you know, paying for college was the gift, but apparently you also need
it's
a senior trip.
Not enough now.
Not enough. So I came home from this conversation with my friends and I said to Elizabeth, so apparently we have to do, you know, a senior trip. And I was wondering where you might want to go. And as I'm listening to myself, Mara, this is like the bougiest I've ever sounded here on KSL.
Yeah, I think we should both stipulate to that.
All the privilege. And so she said, well, what are the limits?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I said something like, well, I would prefer not to be harmed. So let's not go places where there's war and probably not authoritarian regimes. So let's stay clear from there. And she said, okay. So then she comes down to breakfast this morning and she says, Greece. I feel like I want to go to Greece. And I thought... Hey, I've never been to Greece. And that seems like she's really into Greek mythology.
Great.
Do you know what I mean? Like she loves doing theater and doing like the old stuff. So I thought that seems kind of perfect. So now I have to plan this thing, Mara. Do you have any tips on that?
Yeah, we'll do those offline. Yeah.
Okay. Give me your agent and you, how you do this. All right. So, but the thing is, she doesn't need a trip.
Right.
Right. Like, so the answer is... I was reading in The Atlantic, which is making me think of this, right? So I'm planning this trip for this kid, maybe. And I'm reading in The Atlantic, one of my favorite authors, my favorite author, Arthur Brooks, who's got a piece on what we really should do for our kids. Now, Mara, what I really wish is that he had written this, you know, like 11 years ago, because I signed my children up for everything. They were in gymnastics. They were in all the rec leagues. They were, do you know what I mean, doing dance. They were doing every possible. Man, we were busy. And my favorite part about COVID when the lockdown happened was I was like, oh, we have an excuse to not be driving circles around Ogden to all the different extracurricular activity things that I was doing to make sure that they were Renaissance children and they had all the stuff that they needed to have.
Okay. So before we jump into his advice on kids, for those of you who don't know Arthur Brooks, you should look him up. He is a professor, but he's a professor of happiness. And he sort of started, I mean, it's behavioral therapy, but he started this notion of really exploring the truth about what makes us happy and what makes us stay connected. A really great example from his last book about adults is one of the I'm going to not be accurate because I'm going to make it short. He said one of the most unhappy people that they surveyed was former Nobel Prize winners. Huh. And it was sort of to the heart of expectations,
yeah,
and love, and where we really draw happiness, to your point, is not trips, and it's not even to somewhat external achievements. He makes a similar assertion about being a good parent to a kid.
Yeah, so he's citing some Pew data that says the number one desire of parents for their children is not that they're excellent at sports, right, which you would think all the things I signed my kids up for that it was about the sports, but 94% of parents saying is extremely or very important that their kids turn out to be honest and ethical. And the number one worry, 76% of parents saying extremely to somewhat worrisome, is that their kids might struggle with anxiety or depression. So in short, like you said, he's a professor of happiness. What we want is for our kids to be good people and to be happy people. And then I loved this takeaway. As it turns out, it's not about what parents do, right?
Yeah.
So it's like all the driving and all the things that I drove them to and all the activities that we did doesn't really have that much of an impact, Mara, on kids. A little bit, there's only so much we can do. My grandpa used to say to my dad, when my dad would ask, like, I'm raising a kid, how do you do that? And my grandpa said, do the best you can and hope.
Right.
Right, and a little bit.
Exactly. That's a little bit what he's saying. Now, he is making a strong argument here for nature, I'll just say. So for those of you like my husband who are nurture folks, you should push back vehemently. But the core of this is that they don't have as much impact as you think. Sometimes it's not nurture. It's mostly nature that predicts how the kid is going to do. So I think that's a disputable. But what's not disputable, I think, well, I hope we're not, is if your goal is virtue and happiness for your kids, he says, keep these three things in mind. One, even a hot mess can be a good parent, right?
I love that.
I think it's a great phrase, and it is really about intent and trying. Two, when you don't know what to do, be warm and loving. That's just a great bit of advice there. When you don't know what to do, be warm and loving. And three, be the person you want your kids to become.
I love that. So that one, first of all, I love all three of these points. But that one earlier, you know, we were talking with Amy Winder Newton about cell phones, right? And one of the things she said was, hey, here's the deal. Put your phone down. Like adults, you both were saying, the adults have this issue. And I wrote down, yeah, Arthur Brooks, right? The idea of if what I want is for my teenager to not be on the phone all the time, then what I need to do is be the person who's not on my phone all the time, right?
Yeah.
But I also love, like, when you don't know what to do, just be warm and loving. There are times, 16-year-old child in my home, and she's got some drama. Does that make sense? Or my son, who's got a little less drama, he's 14, but he'll come in with like questions about, and sometimes I don't know the answer, right? Like Elizabeth will say, Mom, I'm just working through this, and she'll talk, and I'll just go, okay, right? And I love that the answer, sometimes really all you need to do is just be there, right?
Yeah, I love this too, because in the spirit of it takes a village.
Yeah,
you can now see yourself, whether you are a grandpa, a grandma, a cousin, an aunt, a neighbor, you can start to see. I read a study once about it was a variation on this. What makes kids happy or what makes kids successful and leading towards success? And they had counted the number of positive adults they needed in their life. And what I liked about that is it transcended family unit.
Right.
You know, I mean, there are ideal family units for sure, but many of us are not living in those. And those don't have to be the determining factor as long as there are those of us who are approaching children from a place of love, right?
Right.
That whether you're a parent for sure, but even if you are a part of their larger village, happiness and feeling loved and secured is a big determiner of success.
Yeah. And I love when he ends this piece, you will make a lot of mistakes, but mostly they won't matter. Oh my gosh, how freeing that is as a parent, because you are trying so hard, you know what I mean, to make all of the right decisions.
That's
and
right.
Really the answer is, you can be a hot mess. It's okay. Did you not get your eyeliner on right today? Like that works
out.
You're wearing sweatpants. That's fine. Just making sure that all you have to do is love them. They will be happy if you love them, no matter who in their life, making sure they've got loving people around them. Right. How do you say deploying other grownups in the space to love them?
Exactly.
Right. All you have to do is love them. They will be happy if you love them. And then the rest sorts itself out. Mara, next up on KSL at Night, you know, talking about summer trips or senior trips, let's have a conversation about summer plans, especially if they're including airplanes.